This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The man wanted for triple homicide is in police custody. The Juneau County Sheriff's Office says that the missing and wanted man, Virgil Thu, has been caught and is behind bars. Just before noon yesterday, there was an increased police presence in the city of Elroy. It's where they found Thu and took him into custody without incident. He is charged in the December deaths of three people, including his girlfriend, 33-year-old Elizabeth Colba, and two girls in his care. And it's been a problem educators have been warning about. Now, a state agency is adding some data. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A recent study by the Wisconsin Department of Administration projects a decline of nearly 200,000 Wisconsin residents by 2050. The report attributes the decrease in declining birth rates and the aging of the baby boom generation. While some counties like Dane are expected to grow, others, particularly in the northern part of the state, could see population declines of 15% or more. That could potentially add on to workforce shortages and create problems for those setting school budgets.
And Wisconsin-based Kohl's is set to close some of their stores, with 27 underperforming locations impacted by the decision. The closures are scheduled to happen by April, and none of the affected stores are located in Wisconsin or Minnesota. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reporting an increase in gray wolf depredations on livestock in 2024. According to DNR data, 2024 saw 84 cases of confirmed or probable wolf depredations on livestock, up from 69 in 2023 and 49 in 2022. DNR officials also reported an increase in the number of wolf harassment complaints from residents. Managing the gray wolf population in the state has become a controversial topic, with lawmakers at odds over whether there should be a set wolf population goal or not. Governor Tony Evers announced yesterday that he signed an executive order declaring an energy emergency in the state of Wisconsin. Winter weather around the region is to blame, as it's impacting the distribution of residential heating fuel, including heating oil and propane in the state. The Public Service Commission's Office of Energy Innovation says that multiple suppliers report challenges such as long lines at terminals and having to drive further distances to collect needed products. This Executive Order No. 253 will allow suppliers to get caught up from winter weather-related delays. Speaking of, the law of the month is safe winter driving. Snow, sleet, and ice all make it harder to control and stop our vehicles. From October 2023 to May 2024, winter weather contributed to more than 11,000 crashes in Wisconsin, resulting in 9 fatalities and over 2,000 injuries. Give snowplows space to work. Those drivers work long hours to clear nearly 115,000 miles of roads across Wisconsin. And the State Patrol recommends clear snow and ice from your vehicle windows, lights, roof, and hood. And snow means slow. Allow extra travel time, following distance, and reduce your speed. Avoid sudden braking and steering. And don't be overconfident with four-wheel or all-wheel drive. And always avoid using cruise control in winter weather conditions. It's a friendly reminder because we haven't seen much of it. In fact, it's been 650 days since anyone has heard the roar of snowmobiles on Wisconsin Northwoods trails. And as you might expect, the lack of snowfall is hurting the area businesses once again. After a non-existent snowmobile season last year, the Vilas County Snowmobile Alliance says that there is enough snow around most of the county for a base for trails, but it still isn't enough to open them yet. So if they pick up another half foot this weekend, which is possible, they can groom and go. I'm Brittany Merlot for WFHR and WIRI News.
Is Jordan Love ready? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Quarterback Jordan Love dealing with an elbow injury suffered during the Bears game that left his throwing hand numb for a few days. It's still bothering him throwing in practice.
Yeah, it's more my elbow. Covering that.
Soreness.
Yes.
So how did he look yesterday? Could he run the offense? head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, he looked fine. He looked good.
Game time Sunday at 3:30. We'll have reports from Philly. NBA, the Bucks in Orlando tonight against the Magic. In Madison, the Badgers host Minnesota. Baseball, the Brewers reaching agreements with five players, including pitchers Aaron Civale, Yoel Piamps, and last year's closer Trevor McGill.
This is my favorite town. Okay. Favorite stadium and everything. Yeah, I really love this place. You know, it's baseball in Milwaukee, and these fans show up every day for us, and, you know, you can feel it.
They could not reach a deal with catcher William Contreras, who is headed to arbitration. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. On the heels of the Golden Globe Awards last weekend, the Screen Actors Guild has announced its nominees for acting in movies and TV. Focusing on the TV side, Shogun led the way with five nominations, including Best Acting Ensemble, as well as individual acting awards for cast. Joining Shogun in the nominations for Best Cast Ensemble in a Drama Series are The Day of the Jackal, Slow Horses, and The Diplomat. Best Ensemble Cast in a Comedy Series included Hacks, The Bear, Abbott Elementary, Only Murders in the Building, and Shrinking. Something that might be worth noting, this is the year of the comeback, as actresses like Jodie Foster, Pamela Anderson, Jamie Lee Curtis, and Demi Moore all receive nods for their acting talents across TV and film platforms. The Screen Actors Guild Awards air February 23rd on Netflix. One of the celebrities forced to evacuate their home was actress Jamie Lee Curtis. The Associated Press reports that the last showgirl actress has pledged $1 million to start a fund to help those in Southern California affected by the fires. Celebrities who have actually lost their homes include Mandy Moore and Billy Crystal. The historic Will Rogers home in Will Rogers State Park have also been lost. Nikki Glaser says she was paid handsomely to host the Golden Globes last weekend, but she also told Howard Stern that she was paid less than her male counterparts who had previously hosted. 2023 host Jared Carmichael said in his monologue that he received $500,000. Glaser said she would have hosted for free to prove herself and is hoping to make more next time. Nikki Glaser was the first woman to host the Golden Globes solo. Due to the LA wildfires and the devastation they've brought, actress Jean Smart says award shows should be tabled. The two-time Golden Globe winner and star of Hacks says award shows should not be televised and that all the revenue that the telecasts would have brought in should be donated to fire victims. Smart said going forward with the shows is a bad look for the entertainment industry. Keeping with the theme, the Oscars seem to be getting the message. According to Variety, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences says voting will be delayed for this year's awards. Voting for the various categories started January 8th, and the new deadline will be January 14th instead of January 12th. As a result, they will push the announcement of nominations back 2 days as well to January 19th. Still way too early just to see how the fires will continue to affect everyone in Southern California. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries possible today. We'll get to the mid to upper 20s this afternoon with a wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 11. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with more snow Saturday night into Sunday. We could end up with an inch, maybe a little more in spots by the time it winds down late Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.